Yama, my name is Ash Knox, and I'm a proud Gumaroi woman from the Kamilaroi Nation. I serve as the cultural advisor within the People and Culture team here at the Archdiocese of Brisbane. In this role, I have the privilege of walking alongside Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples across our Archdiocese and support our workplaces to grow in cultural awareness and capability. I'd like to begin by honouring the Yuggera and Turrbal peoples, the traditional custodians of the land on which we gather today. I'm here at St. Stephen's Cathedral, a place of deep spiritual and cultural significance for many. I pay tribute to elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples joining us today. May we each take a moment to reflect on the country we're on and the spirits, stories, and strength that continues to live in these lands. 26th of May marks National Sorry Day, also known as the Journey of Healing, a time to honour stolen generations and reflect on the deep ongoing impacts of past government policies that remove children from their families, cultures, and communities. Immediately after this is National Reconciliation Week, which begins on Tuesday, 27th of May. This important week first began in 1993 as a week of prayer for reconciliation, supported by Australia's major faith groups. This year's theme is Bridging Now to Next. The theme speaks to ongoing connection between past, present, and future, reminding us that reconciliation isn't a moment in time, but a continuing journey. Bridging Now to Next calls on all Australians to step forward together, to remember the lessons of the past, to stand in truth and unity today, and to look ahead with courage and commitment. This week is framed by two significant dates. May 27th marks the anniversary of the 1967 referendum, when over 90% of Australians voted to give the Commonwealth power to make laws for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, and to include them in the census, a moment of profound national recognition. June 3rd is Mabo Day, which commemorates the landmark High Court decision that overturned the myth of terra nullius and recognises native title rights of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. This legal milestone affirmed what First Nations people have always known, that this land was never empty, and our deep, enduring connection to country is real and rightful. I invite you now to pray with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God of justice and truth, on National Sorry Day, we remember the strength of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who have carried the burden of past policies, particularly those impacted by forced removals. We honour the voices of the stolen generations, their courage, their stories, and their ongoing journey of healing. We ask for your forgiveness and guidance as we strive to heal the wounds of the past and build a future where all people are treated with dignity and respect. We pray for a nation where justice and equity prevail for all Australians. May Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities be empowered to thrive, and may the disparities in achievement be overcome through collective commitment and action. May we continue to walk together, not just in words, but in meaningful change. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for praying with me today. I hope I get to see you soon as we continue this journey together.